I thank the Lord for Pilgrim Camp. I'm so thankful that God ever gave us this camp. Brother Hans Walfogel bought this camp. And I'd never forget the first summer that it opened. The young men were just coming out of the army, and they helped make that cesspool ready for the camp. And then the boys came, and then the girls, and I was in the girls' group, and I was coming to enjoy going swimming and boating and having a jolly old time. And, you know, that morning we gathered here in the lodge, and Brother Hans Walfogel was here, and he said that we could find Jesus in a greater way, and that the Lord would like to make this camp a place of heaven on earth. Place of heaven on earth. And then he suggested that there was some good books in that library. The library was there then. And he said, you young people, there's Tip Lewis and his lamp. And he mentioned a few others. And so when I got myself all together in my room, there were five of us in the office there with bedrooms. There was myself, Lydia Sharma, and Marie Salvia, and Jean Hall, and there was another woman. I can't think of her name right now, but anyway, we were all in beds in that room. And as soon as I was settled, I went in the library and I got that book, Tip Lewis and His Lamp. Now, you might laugh. It's a child's book. But it was a book that spoke to my heart. That boy was a real wicked boy, and he did everything wicked there was. But, you know, one day his little brother, Johnny, died. And he got pretty sober. And the minister spoke to him. He says, you want to do better, don't you? And he said, yes. And the minister gave him a Bible. And he said to him, first of all, he put his name there. And his name was not Tip. It was Edward Lewis. And he wrote it in there. And he said, this book can be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. This book can take you through all of life. No matter what happens, it can help you to stay on the right path. You know, those words went into his heart. And when I read that, they went into my heart. And all the joy and stuff that I was thinking of getting up here at camp, it floated away, and Jesus put a love in my heart for this lamp. This lamp has guided me. This lamp has shown me the right way every time. And I'm thankful for that. Many times I wanted to do my own will, but I went to the Word, and the Lord would show me, this is the way, walk ye in it. And I'm so thankful. And it changed my life. Now, I was saved when I was 7 in a wonderful way with a dream that Jesus had come, that my name wasn't written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And then the Lord did write my name in his book, and I'm thankful it's still there. But that was wonderful. And I went to Sunday school. I heard and studied the Bible with my Sunday school class. But, you know, that night, Jesus spoke to my heart and said, Ruth, I want you to let this word become a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. And you know, Jesus did. When I went home from camp that summer, I was changed. I didn't have to tell my mother. My mother had two little children yet, and there was lots of work in the house. And I went home, and I'd do the dishes without her asking me, and I washed the floor for her. And she was surprised that there was such a change in my life. But, you know, that wasn't the only change. It was this wonderful word of God, those holy words, long preserved for our walk in the world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let these ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength and help us cope in this world where'er we roam. Why, ancient words will guide us home. And oh, I'm so thankful for those ancient words. Why, they did wonders in my heart, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let these ancient words impart, and let it be a lamp unto our feet. Take it with you this year as you go home. Take these words and make it yours. I remember one example of Edward Lewis. They had to write a composition on their name, and he chose all beautiful words from the Bible for his name. He spent lots of time, and he wrote it out with his own hand, Edward Lewis, and he had, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you." And he had other many wonderful words. And the teacher was very surprised. But, you know, he became a minister. And it spoke so to my heart. I said, "Oh, God, I want my life to be different." And Jesus did lead me and guided me. Why, Brother Gordon and Sister Carolyn were the first directors, and they were full of the Word. They brought the Word of God to us. They helped us. I thank God for them. And I thank God for all those who ministered here and who did work. I said to somebody, if you work at camp in any position, whether it be washing dishes or whatever you do, it's hard work. It's very hard work. I've worked very hard in this camp. I've worked hard. I scrubbed floors. I cleaned bathrooms. I was a waitress. And I was a junior counselor, and then I became a counselor. I went into every aspect of this camp and worked at it, and the Lord helped me. And then Bob came along, and he got interested in me, and I wasn't so happy about that, because the girls all... He was a very handsome man, and he always had girls around him. And I said, I want to live for Jesus. In fact, I want you to be a missionary. But, you know, Jesus' plans were different than mine. And when I went to the Lord about it, Jesus spoke to me one night. I said, "Lord, is this your will? Is this what you want for my life?" And the Lord said, "If you follow me in this way, why, I will do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think." And oh, it was so real to my heart that I said, "Okay, yes, Lord." And that year, Brother Bob went to Germany with Brother Hans Walfogel. He had come to the Faith Home to study for the ministry. And when he went there, I got a card from every little hamlet that they visited. Just greetings, you know, it wasn't anything real personal. And I said, "Oh, he probably sent 10 others that." And then he came home, and I dealt with the Lord. Lord, is this what you want for me? And he showed me that verse. And then he gave me a little corsage. At Christmas, he gave me a corsage. And when I went to meeting, I says, Mom, should I wear it or not? And she said, oh, she says, wear it. It doesn't hurt. So I wore it. And at the, what do you call that last meeting? The watch night service. It was wonderful. And when I came out, it was snowing, and Bob went alongside of me, and he said, would you go to the Bowery with me on Saturday night? I said, yes, I will. And so we went, and we went with a different, my sister-in-law and my brother, who were getting married that year. And from there on, we had company with one another until we got married, and God brought us to Elizabeth, and God did wonderful works through the power of the Holy Spirit. We prayed together all the time, day and night. We prayed together, and we read the Word, and God came to us, and I'm thankful for that. But I'm thankful for this camp. I'm thankful for the leaders that we had. I'm thankful that God sent holy people here that helped change lives. That prayer room was always open for prayer. And many answers to prayer came. It's just like John wrote, if the books, the books couldn't hold all the wonderful, wonderful things that God has done in this camp. He's changed many lives. Many lives, many lives have been changed by the power of God. I think of the cottage, my brother Paul, he got saved under Sister Elizabeth. They were just singing a song about walking with the King. And that night, Sister Elizabeth asked him, you want to give your heart to Jesus? He said, yes. And God saved him, thank God. And then my sister, my dear sister, she came up and she got filled with the Holy Spirit here. And you don't know how shy my sister was. She still is shy. And God used her in a marvelous way, took her as a missionary, and she was a missionary for over 40 years. Even more. And she learned that language so well that people were amazed that she could speak such good language, such good Chinese. I thank God for Brother Wanamaker, who came, and he spoke about loving Jesus. Every night he'd talk about loving Jesus until it just got into your hearts. And I thank God for all the missionaries. I thank God for Mrs. Judge. She was here one day, and it was pouring rain. And you know, when it pours rain, and it's terrible up here. But anyway, she sat right here. She said, this day can be a red letter day in the kingdom for you. And you know, it was. It was. God worked in hearts by his power, by his Spirit. And there was many, many of the ministers came and missionaries. I think of Brother Edwin was always such a blessing to us, and Brother Eddie too. I was so shocked when the Lord took him so suddenly this year. But they were a blessing. They came up here, and they preached Jesus. They preached the Word of God, and the Word of God changed hearts. And there was Sister Elizabeth, Sister Elsie Klaus was in the cottage for many years, and there was Sister Reiniak, and there were many that preached the Word. And then there was Sister Angie. Oh, I think of her. All those years she was in the cottage. And she brought many souls to Jesus. We don't realize how many came to Jesus through her giving herself. You know, people made fun of some of these workers, but God didn't. He has a record up there, and he knows everyone that has worked for him up here. And I thank God for that. I thank God for Brother Carl Saylor. He came that first year, and he lived right in those rooms. They were rooms with a bathroom, and it was such a cold, cold winter. Snow on the ground way high, and they had a little baby, and he lived through that winter. And then he took care of this camp, and he knew every inch of this camp. He knew it. And he did wonders. He did wonderful works up here. Those first years, they didn't even have nails, and they'd pull them out of old wood because the war had taken away those things. But they got nails after a while. And I thank God for that family. Why, God used him mightily. He used to pray with the young people. And he was always happy to see the children come up to camp. And he was a great blessing. And there were many others that were blessings. Oh, I thank God for everyone. There were many that came and gave themselves and brought Jesus through this precious word. I thank God for the ones that are here now. Thank God for Tom and Mary. They have come and given their life here. I thank God for Brother Paul. He's been a blessing to us when we were leaders, when we were up here after the gardeners. He helped us a lot, and very much. And for Brother John Munsinger, oh, he put all those bathrooms in those little cabins. What a blessing. God used these people, and he made them a blessing. They gave of themselves. They didn't think, oh, I'm getting nothing for this. They gave themselves because they loved Jesus, and Jesus used them. And that's why this camp is here, because of people who came and gave themselves, who prayed in that prayer room, and God answered prayers, many prayers. Oh, even when Bob and I were here, I have a list somewhere at home where God came and answered prayers, and he's still answering prayers. It's so important that we pray. People think, oh, it's only a prayer meeting. But listen, if you pray and you mean it with all your heart, why, God's going to hear it, and he'll change things better than you or I could ever do. And not only that, but Brother Bob used to say, if you come to prayer meeting, don't pray into the chair or into your hands, but pray out loud so that everybody could hear and say, amen. Is that so?
Amen, yes.
And that should be a lesson for all of us. We ought to pray and pray and pray and pray. And oh, God is going to change things in this world too if we pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray that God will get his will done as it is done in heaven. Oh, I tell you, this camp has brought many people to himself. I remember a boy, Fred Falduti, came from the Williamsburg. When he came, he would sing all over the place, all these silly songs, you know. He had a good voice. But, you know, God used him. God saved him and made him a minister. Praise God. And that's only one. But oh, how God has used people to bring the word. Words of life, words of hope. Give us strength. Help us cope in this world where we roam. Ancient words. These ancient words will guide us home. ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let these ancient words impart. Jesus wants many more that'll give themselves and say, I'm going to be all for Jesus, no matter what it is. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll say what you want me to say. Oh, help me, dear Lord, to be a real Christian that loves you, that brings Jesus, that all changes things in this world because of prayer and this wonderful word. Oh, I thank him. I thank him for all that he has used. Brother Bender was here. Sister Pearl, she was a cook for a while. And Edith Walfogel got her baptism here. And then there was the Schreck and other family that came. And first they lived here, and then Sister Greetley took care of them down the road. And God used them too. Why, look at Brother John Schreck. He's a minister of the gospel, and his wife. Why, God used them. Sister Greetley, what a wonderful soul. Nobody knows how wonderful God used her. Oh, she was a blessing to my heart. She showed me things in the housekeeping that I took with me when I got married. Why, Jesus used these people. He used them for his glory. Then I think of Sister Rosie. She was a good cook. Oh, did she make good pizza? And she said one day, she says, oh, I got up at 5, and before I turned around, it was 6. And, you know, she couldn't turn around too good. But, you know, God used her. For many years, God used her, and was a blessing. And there were many other cooks. I can't mention them all. But God used them for his glory, to bring people to God. Oh, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for all those godly people. And God wants to use many more. I think of Brother Hufflander. He was here. He took me home the first day, the first year, because I had to get home on a Friday so I could work on Saturday. Had a job in the bakery, and I promised I'd be there. He took me home, and he wasn't married then, but I got to know dear Sister Marie. What a blessing. You don't know what a blessing her life has been. But her life has been a blessing to me and my husband. When we went out to the Middle West, she was a wonderful hostess. And she hosted many people. And they got married just 2 weeks before we did. They got married that same year. And God gave them a wonderful place there in Illinois, and they were ministers there, and they served God. Oh, I thank God for these people. I thank God that he has many more that he wants to use for his kingdom, and he wants to make this precious word a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. And he'll change your whole life. He will, if you go according to that precious word. Thank you. Thank you.